Hello, everybody, and welcome to the fourth episode of Tales of the Larians. I'm your host, Carl LeClaire, and I'm joined today by yet another new Larian. This is Ethan we've got with us today. How you doing, Ethan?
Good.
That's awesome, man. Glad to have you on the show. Looking forward to hearing what you got to say about Star Wars and what you like about it so much. So without wasting any time, we're just going to hop right into this. Sound good to you?
All right.
All right. Ethan, what's your favorite Star Wars movie and why?
I'd have to go with probably The Force Awakens because that was the first movie I saw in theaters. It was it was a pretty big deal for me. And it was really memorable. I went with a lot of my friends and I went to go see it like two other times after that. I would have been happy to go see it more times. And besides it just being a great movie, it was a memorable thing, and I love the movie.
It's definitely a good one. Yeah, it's definitely the movie I saw most in theaters ever. I mean, I think I saw it 11 times, so Jesus. That's money I'm never going to save again. Had you never seen any of the other ones in theaters before then?
No, I hadn't because I was too young to see the prequel trilogy when it came out. I was like 5 the Sith came out, so I wouldn't have remembered it even if I hadn't gone and saw it. So the Force Awakens was the first one I'd seen in theaters, and I was very excited about it.
Yeah, that's definitely gonna stand out then, because It's definitely the type of movie you want to see in theaters, and that's awesome. This is pretty cool too. You're a lot younger than I would have expected, which is pretty sweet. That says a lot that you know your favorite one is the one that you saw in theaters. Did you go to like a midnight showing of it or?
I wanted to. It was kind of hard because we had people going. I want everybody to be able to go together. So we ended up going, I think, Friday night. And I think it came out Thursday night. So we just went one day later, but it was still packed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's still technically opening night, you know? So
yeah,
that's great. Did you dress up or anything like that?
I wanted to, but the theater would not let you.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. A lot of
places. Some sort of safety thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, better to be safe than sorry. Sweet. How were you introduced to Star Wars then?
That would be by my dad. When I was probably maybe 6 or 7, we watched one movie like every week. So that was how I was introduced to Star Wars. Didn't have my dad to thank for that.
Nice. Did he show them to you in chronological order, or did he do like?
Yeah.
He did. Okay. So you saw him 1 through 6.
Right.
Nice. How does that stack up? What was that like seeing the prequels first and then the originals? Did you buy into the prequels right away, or what was that experience kind of like for you?
I think it was kind of like you and Jason have talked about before, that because y'all kind of grew up on those too, you don't dislike them. Maybe some people, how they grew up with the original trilogy do, so I kind of like all the movies equally.
Nice.
And so it's kind of like an even all the way through.
That makes sense. Makes me wonder though, did you know that Darth Vader was Luke's father though, even before watching these films, or was that a surprise to you when that happens in Empire Strikes Back, or did you already know that obviously from seeing 1, 2, and 3?
I don't remember specifically. I have to guess since I saw them in chronological order, and I would not have known unless I knew from Revenge of the Sith.
Gotcha. About how old were you when you started watching them?
Probably 6, close to that.
Okay, nice. So they've been a part of your life for a while, then I can guess. Nice. Do you still regularly throw in a Star Wars movie?
Yeah, I'll just kind of whenever I feel like watching them if there's a downtime during the day.
Nice. Any particular one you throw in, or do you really just kind of, you know, filter through all of them?
It would depend on whatever kind of mood I am. Sometimes I want to watch Phantom Menace, sometimes A New Hope.
Nice.
Whatever's on my mind during the time.
Cool. Who's your favorite character in Star Wars and why?
I have to go with Luke because I love his arc over the three movies, going from a kind of a nobody and going through a learning experience and becoming in Return of the Jedi someone that saves the galaxy. And he saves his father too. It's a big factor, a huge thing. Yeah,
that's nice. I think you're the first person who hasn't said Obi-Wan Kenobi, so I appreciate that. Not because I don't like Obi-Wan.
I was really close to saying Obi-Wan when I was thinking about these questions because I like him too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's just something so iconic about that hero's journey Luke goes through, and I think it's really identifiable for anybody watching. Nice. Yeah. Do you feel like we're getting some of that with, you know, the Rey character? You know, she's obviously a nobody who's on the path to potential greatness.
Yeah, it seems like that's kind of her story. I think that it'll probably be similar to that. Hopefully not too close, but a similar story.
Yeah, I think we're going to get that as well. You know, since you obviously got into this while you were pretty young, did you have a favorite way to play Star Wars then when you were younger?
When I was younger, I would play with action figures. I had a lot of action figures and I had different ships. I have a Millennium Falcon still. I had a Y-Wing and a few other ships. And, of course, lightsaber fighting. That was a big thing. I had a ton of lightsabers and all that stuff. Besides that, probably, like, video games, maybe Lego Star Wars when I was a little bit older.
Nice. Did you have any? How would you go about getting your action figures? Did you get them at the stores? Did you get them online?
Yeah, from the stores through my parents.
Nice. Because I'm trying to think. You know, probably when you were coming up with it, then it's probably you were growing up with this after obviously they've all come out.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of figures would you grab? Just anyone that you saw, or you know. If you saw Luke Skywalker, would you grab a Luke, or kind of how did you differentiate what figures you'd want to get?
Probably just if I knew it was Star Wars, pretty much anything that was Star Wars I'd go for. Obviously the characters I knew, the more popular people.
Sure. Yeah. You mentioned you still have your Millennium Falcon.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember which version is it? I'm just curious. Is it that like really huge one they came out with a few years ago?
It's not super huge. It's maybe like a foot long, and it has the lighting in the back. So when you press the buttons on the side, it'll make noises, and the lights come out.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because they did one. Gosh, I don't remember how long ago now. It was like $350-$400, but it was huge. It was like two scaled to 3¾-inch figures, and I always wanted to get it, but I just never had the money to get it, and I still don't. Now they're even more expensive because they don't make them anymore. But yeah, the Falcon is classic.
Mm-hmm.
What about now? How do you find yourself kind of still, you know, playfully interacting with Star Wars?
Probably the biggest way now is costuming. I enjoy making stuff, so I've been to Comic-Con 2 years in a row the past 2 years. The first year I went as Obi-Wan, then this last year, I went as a Mandalorian. I did, like, the whole armor and the suit and the helmet and everything, which was, it was very fun, if not a little bit hot.
I bet.
But it was really fun. It took me, like, maybe 6 months to make.
And you made it all yourself?
Everything besides, like, the actual clothing and the helmet.
Sure. Okay. Now, did you order one of the, I've heard people talk about, like, you can order basically, like, a starter kit. They, you know, they kind of send you some stuff, and then you put it all together. Did you do something like that, or did you just kind of find, you know, stuff online and build it from scratch?
It was more from scratch. I found material that you could use to cut and shape it, right? So that was how I made all the armor and everything. And it was a lot of tutorials and stuff that I used.
Sweet.
The kits are very expensive.
Okay. Okay, yeah. What's it like when you're out in that costume?
This one I made, it was very stiff. And you had to kind of walk in a really good posture to be walking around. Visibility was not that great either. So it was a lot of trying to not run into people. And just kind of hopefully not like running into vending places and stuff like that. But it was fun. I'll do it again.
Nice. Do you prefer the Mandalorian to Obi-Wan's costume, or do you like them equally just for different reasons?
I like probably the Mandalorian one better because it's you're not supposed to be looking like a certain character. You can just kind of be your own person, which I think is cool. It doesn't really matter what you look like underneath the mask. You're another character in Star Wars, I guess.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, there's plenty of masked characters to mm-hmm. fool around with. But that's a good point. Yeah, I mean, if you're cosplaying as Obi-Wan, but you know you don't have any facial hair or anything like that, you know, it's just, you could easily just be like, well, I'm a Jedi, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's a good point. Are you involved with any of the troops, or do you just do it kind of on your own?
Just on my own. I know the Mandalorian mercs, that's something that would be cool to join maybe in the future. I think you have to be like 18 or something to join, so I still have a few more years.
Okay. Yeah. I've never done too much with any of these costuming groups, obviously just things I've seen at like the conventions and celebrations and whatnot. But obviously got some friends who do it and really like it. So mm-hmm. that's really cool that you can make your own stuff though. Again, just showcase how Star Wars really kind of encourages us to be creative.
Right.
So you mentioned earlier that you liked, you know, playing with your lightsabers and fool around with those and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Do you have any of the Force FX lightsabers?
I have a, it's not a Force FX, it's an Ultra Sabers. I bought it the first year I went to Comic-Con. And when I was Obi-Wan, I had a little dinky plastic lightsaber just to carry around in my belt. And as we were walking around, I saw this whole stand with lightsabers all glowing. And I was like, I just have to have one. So I ended up buying one of those. And I bought it back. My parents were not overly ecstatic that I bought it, but I was very happy with it.
Nice. Well, then, speaking of lightsabers, what's your favorite lightsaber duel in the films? Or in Rebels or Clone Wars, but what's your favorite Star Wars lightsaber duel?
Probably Revenge of the Sith, Obi-Wan versus Anakin. Kind of lumping in the last part after Obi-Wan beats Anakin, too. Just because I think it's a great fight. I like the intensity and the choreography. I think it's really good. And of course, like the emotion at the end.
Yeah.
It makes you remember it.
Yeah, I think, for me, my favorite part of that fight is the aftermath, that emotional struggle, yeah. I think is almost better than the fight itself. I mean, that's just, it's probably definitely the fastest duel in Star Wars. It's just crazy.
It kind of, as the movies go through, it ramps up intensity, everyone.
It really does, yeah. Which makes sense because, you know, Phantom Menace duel was something new in and of itself, and then to get you know, the Revenge of the Sith duel, which was crazy. You know, it makes me curious. You know, when you were watching, so you obviously watched Revenge of the Sith before A New Hope. You see this incredible epic duel between Anakin and Obi-Wan. What's your reaction when you see the Vader Obi-Wan duel in A New Hope?
Definitely not as memorable.
Sure,
it was, because it's just kind of two old guys, kind of just going at each other. Not quite as intense. So it wasn't the one probably as a kid that I remember the best.
Yeah. Yeah, those are two very different duels.
Yeah.
But even, you know, that's, you hit on a good point that obviously in the prequels, each of those lightsaber duels in the films kind of amp up in their intensity. You could say the same is true pretty much of the originals too, you know, 4, 5, and 6, all those lightsaber fights kind of build to this emotional high point with Luke and Vader.
Right.
Yeah. Nice. That is a great fight. What has Star Wars brought to your life?
A lot of fun and a lot of great memories, I would think. Obviously, like I talked about, going to see The Force Awakens, watching Star Wars movies with my friends and my family, and just the stuff you get to do, and it kind of goes into a little bit of everything you do.
Yeah. Now, are you still in high school?
Yeah.
Okay. Are a lot of your friends in school fans of Star Wars as well?
Well, I'm homeschooled, but I do have a lot of friends that like Star Wars. So that's really nice to have people that are interested in the same things and talk about it.
Absolutely.
Before the Force Awakens came out, over like 6 months, we watched one every month, just kind of going up to The Force Awakens, that was fun.
Yeah. Great way to build up that momentum for sure.
Yeah.
Nice. You know, I think that's the nice thing about Star Wars is it's so fun to, it's so easy to create a lot of great memories just through it. Specifically, you know, just playing Star Wars and stuff. When you used to play a lot when you were younger, did you play a lot by yourself? Did you play with friends? Kind of a mix?
A mix, I would say, because I would play with action figures by myself, but then also too with my cousin. She would come over and we'd play with action figures and we'd like make our teams and we just kind of set up bases and our one team would be over there and one over there. And I remember too in our old house we would I remember specifically one time it was like me and like five other kids and we were all running around in the front yard with lightsabers. That was great.
That's awesome. Did you get a lot of whacked fingers?
Oh yeah, so that was a very prominent thing, playing with lightsabers.
For sure. Well, what's your favorite piece of music in Star Wars?
This is a tough question. There's so many good pieces, so many of them.
Yeah, it's the tough thing with John Williams. He doesn't make that question easy.
Probably off the top of my head, and this could change like pretty much any day, I'd probably Duel of Fates, at least right now. Because I like the choir type music. Now, something I really like about the ending piece for Return of the Jedi. But yeah, Duel of Fates, and that's a really memorable. It's a piece that stands out in the whole saga.
Yeah, did you like that they? Because obviously we get that again in Revenge of the Sith when Yoda's fighting the Emperor, which was an interesting use of it because, yeah, it's such a good piece. It's like you got to use it again.
Well, didn't they use it in Attack of the Clones too?
They did. I still don't know why. I thought it was weird where they put it. They put it when Anakin's searching for his mother.
Yeah.
Doesn't really... It's not, like, bad. It's a cool piece of music. I just thought it was strange because it has nothing to do with the duels of the fates, but that's okay. Yeah, because that's featured in all the prequel movies, obviously. Yeah, that's a great song. Did you ever see the music? Do you remember the music video for it? Did you see the music video for it?
I mean, I didn't see the music video, but one time my dad took me to we went to a live orchestra piece, and they played different songs from the whole saga with the actual scenes they were with.
Yeah, did you go to Star Wars in concert? Was that what was?
I don't remember the name. That sounds like probably what it could have been. I know it was a live orchestra, and Anthony Daniels hosted it.
Yeah, that was Star Wars in concert.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw that too. It was so cool. They did like a nationwide tour. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks are asking for him to do it again. I really hope they do, because that was awesome.
Well, that'd be great.
Great. Well, this last question is just kind of a summary question in case you want to get anything else out there, but what would you say, just at the end of the day, you love most about Star Wars?
I would say the story. It's a great story of one person, Anakin. He rises as a great Jedi, and his fall, and that's it's sad, but it's a very great story. And then with the original trilogy, Luke kind of following the same path, and he has the option to choose the same path as his father, but instead he chooses to go another way, and he ends up saving his father and returning the galaxy to peace after it was brought down. I think it's really great.
Yeah, I think for sure that's such an enduring part of Star Wars, and what will keep it around in pop culture for generations to come is the fact that it is just this great story of specifically two characters, one who falls from grace and one who redeems them to grace.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like that story itself, just that the Star Wars story, do you feel like it ever informs your own life?
Probably not in a huge way. It's tough to think off the top of my head about ways in which it would, in times that I think about it.
Sure. Yeah. Well, is there anything else you want to throw in that I might have missed that you think is a big part of your Larian tale?
No, I think we covered it all.
All right, nice. Well, then, if that's the case, then I guess we should wrap this up then.
All right.
So, everybody, thank you for tuning in to this fourth episode of Tales of the Larians. This one was featuring a new Larian, Ethan. If you are interested in having your tale being told, be sure to email us at wampuslerpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll be sure to get you on the show. As of right now, we do have quite a few people signed up to do it, which is awesome. So you won't be on right away, but please don't make that a reason not to to get on the list. So again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Ethan, for sharing your tale with us. And on behalf of Ethan, I'm Carl, and we'll see you next time in the Wampus Lair.